This episode of Blow Jam is brought to you by Roan.com. Get 20% off at tryroan.com/blow when you use code BRIDGE20. Hey, buddies! It's Blow Jam Presents Pod Smash, the universe's best podcast that reviews podcasts. I'm your esteemed host, Delia Blowjam, and with me, as always and forever, ride or die, Ryan Blowjam.
Hey, how am I doing? I'm fine. How about me? And myself? Thanks. Bye.
I didn't see that coming. I like it. Hey, real quick before we get started, our fireplace is being really loud, but it's an ice storm. We can't turn it off. So if there's some background noise, I apologize. Ryan called a guy. He's coming on Tuesday.
Yeah, we live in New York. It's very cold. If we shut it off, we'll die. So we're going to have to deal with the rumbling.
Yeah. Oh, well. But yeah, we got a ton of good podcasts, a couple of shitty ones, lots of news. So this is going to be a good one. Strap in, guys. Now we're going to kick it off with our top three podcasts of the week. Buggy, you got this. What's good?
All right. My top pick is 99% Invisible. It's a podcast about design with host Roman Mars. This week's episode is called Mannequin Pixie Dream Girl. It's about how in the 1930s there was a department store window designer named Lester Gaba. He designed a new kind of mannequin. It was kind of sleek, simple, and like conveyed personality and style. And as a marketing ploy, he took one of these mannequins with him everywhere he went, and he like dressed her up for whatever occasion he went to. He named her Cynthia, and she became like a national obsession. And she was in all the tabloids.
Why the tabloids?
Yeah, seriously.
Like, who's she fucking now?
At the time, yeah, everyone just like went along with it. Like, oh, it's so funny, you know, like, Cynthia. You know, but it died out after a while, but then he was still obsessed with, like, this mannequin, which is pretty bizarre. After everyone gave up on it, they're like, oh, that's kind of weird, man. You're still walking around with this mannequin, but...
Wow, but Cynthia's so hot.
Yeah, she was like if it was nowadays, she'd be like an internet sensation or something. She'd have her 15 minutes of fame. But he wouldn't let it go, you know, so...
That's really sad. And so, cute.
Yep. Lester Gabin is, Cynthia.
I'm going to have to look her up.
I think there was a second story, but I think it was a repeat, so they kind of phoned it in as the second half, but...
Oh, I see. It wasn't enough for, like, one episode, but it was interesting enough to put it out in the world.
Yeah, it was very interesting, yeah.
That's cool. I got to check that out. Good tip, Buggy. Thank you.
All right, you got one?
Yeah, I do. Congratulations is the name of the podcast, hosted by comedian Chris D'Elia, and this episode is called Chris Calls His Dad, which is exactly what happened, and it's super funny. All right, so Chris's dad, I had to Google him, and he, like, created the show Judging Amy, which is not impressive at all, but, and I'm like, his dad's probably not cool. Yo, his dad is funnier than Chris. They had, like, this huge argument about how to eat calamari, sauce or no sauce. And I'm with Chris's dad. It's like, it doesn't matter. I like some with sauce. I like some without. I'll eat calamari that's been dropped in sauce. And Chris is like, you got to know what you want before you go into it. And Chris's dad won. But the whole other, or all the other parts of the episode was funny, too. Well, so, there you go.
I kind of agree with Chris, because, like, he said he would order the calamari without the sauce. But he's like, but would you order calamari covered all in sauce? And he's like, no, because he wants...
Choices,
but... Still, that doesn't mean you like it both ways, then.
Are we going to argue about this?
So that means you wouldn't... I get what you're saying.
Okay, yeah. But it was a good episode. Chris calls his dad. It's very cute. They love each other. And his dad always kisses him on the face.
Near his eyeball, I guess.
Yeah, he's like, you always kiss me on my eyeball. And he's like, you always move away.
It's like, it's your cheek. He's like, cheeks aren't up that high, man. They're just pretty funny to, like, listen to. Like, and his dad looks like kind of like a Michael Douglas. Which is weird.
But you can't see him on the podcast, so you gotta Google that fucker.
He's funny. All right, so my number two is Radiolab. It's a science radio show with host Jed Abumrad and Robert Krulwich.
It's been in your nays for like 5 weeks in a row.
Yeah, pretty much. So this one, so I'm happy about this. This week's episode is called Breaking Bongo. It's all about the small African nation of Gabon and how deepfake videos and misinformation is affecting the revolution. It's about how the freedom fighters troll Gabon's president, Ali Bongo. They troll him from afar using like tweets, videos, and uncertainty, you know, those things they carry, and like they use pretty much fake news to like create like uncertainty to like help the revolution.
Oh, to help overthrow him with fake news?
Yeah, so it's kind of like, it gives you the question, can fake news actually be used for good? But I don't know, you should check that out. It's pretty interesting. It goes into the history of like Gabon with like the whole Bongo regime. It's before him was his father, you know, it's like kind of like a whole, about what's going to happen with Trump.
Did they talk about like AIDS there? Because there was a lot of like illness in Gabon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gets into it.
That's cool. I love AIDS, but that sounds interesting.
But it wasn't about AIDS. It was more about the technology.
Yeah.
Deepfakes, because that's what they're going at.
We should try that here in America.
AIDS? Okay, cool.
And right. Fake news.
Right, you got another one?
Yeah, my next one is Harmontown, hosted by Dan Harmon. It's his second-to-last episode after, what, 7, 8 years? He was, like, you know, one of the earliest comedians to start a podcast. This episode is called Maslow's Hierarchy of Crushing Puss. And if you're familiar, or rather unfamiliar, with Maslow's hierarchy, it's like the bottom is like food, the next part is like shelter, and the very tippy top is self-actualization. But this is crushing puss. And anyway, considering it was the second to last episode, all these people from all over the world are making the pilgrimage to be able to see Harmontown before, you know, show's over forever. Luckily, me and Ryan actually got to go see him in the city.
Yeah. But
yeah, that was so much fun. We were right up front. It was nuts.
Which is funny because we went to Tribeca, the community college.
Oh, yeah.
What's this guy?
Community.
Oh.
So they Meta. Like... Yeah, and they brought up a ton of people who traveled far and wide upstate or on the stage to talk a little bit. It was a really funny episode, and that was very nice. I wonder what they're going to do for the last episode. Stay tuned, guys.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it was pretty heartwarming, all the people that came out.
Yeah, they had great stories about how, you know, he changed their life. And, yeah, I liked it. It was cute, and it was funny. Back to you.
All right, so my number three is Behind the Bastards. It's a podcast about the worst bastards in history with host Robert Evans. This week's episode is called The Terrible Secret of Sea Monkeys, live.
Live.
So Robert is joined live in Portland by Billy Wayne Davis. It starts out pretty shaky because Robert forgot all the recording equipment and just brought a bag full of machetes, pretty much, and bagels.
That's all you need for podcasting. But
he usually has Sophie there. Sophie's like, it's like tech, and she usually helps him out. But
sidekick, sort of.
Yeah, so they had bio microphones and recording equipment, and the microphones kept cutting out. Eventually, they got it together, and they played some bagel tennis on stage, which is basically hitting bagels back and forth with machetes, which is really safe.
What does this have to do with sea monkeys?
I don't know. Then it starts. Yeah, then the episode starts, and it's about this guy named Harold Nathan Braunhut. Harold Nathan Braunhut. It's the man who invented X-ray specs and sea monkeys. He advertised in the back of comic books. He started off selling like these things called crazy crabs, which were basically hermit crabs in a box that he would mail to you. So you open up a box and there's a crab.
You bought crabs.
And he ended up selling brine shrimp through the mail and pretending they were aquatic apes. So that kind of makes sense. Kind of tracks. You start off with crabs and a brine shrimp. But the interesting thing about sea monkeys is like they could live in suspended animation, like they're eggs or whatever. So that's why you can mail them through the mail. He was having troubles with the crabs because they kept dying. Maybe because you're trying to mail a living thing. But anyway. Yeah. We end up finding out that he's part of the Aryan Nation. He's a Nazi.
Oh my god, that took a turn.
Even though he's Jewish.
What?
So, yeah.
Self-loathing.
Yep. So, end up changing his name to Harold von Braunhut.
Oh, that's a good German.
To make it sound more German. So, basically, if you've ever bought Sea Monkeys, or if you've bought those X-ray specs, you helped fund the Aryan Nation, so congratulations.
My parents, I really wanted a dog, but instead they got me sea monkeys.
It's sad to say I bought sea monkeys, too.
No, it's okay, but I remember on the packaging.
I didn't know it was a Nazi thing, though.
No, me neither. I remember on the packaging, it specifically said that you can teach them how to play baseball. I fucking shit you not.
Yeah, I remember, yeah, had all these drawings and stuff. Like, you could teach them how to do tricks.
Yeah.
And it's like a little wand thing. I was like, no, they can't.
Yo,
they look like little skeletons. They look more like seahorses almost, but like
they don't really look like anything.
Skeletal, you know.
The ultimate demise of mine is that I let the water evaporate.
But you know, if you just added more water, they come back to life.
Oh well, I didn't know because I was 7.
That's all right.
All right.
So if you probably threw them in the toilet and then they came back to life and you flushed them.
Oh, that's sad.
It's all right, though.
You know what else is sad? WeWork. Anyway, that was a terrible transition into my third choice, which is Chapo Trap House. WeWork will set you free. It's about the demise of a startup that had millionaires invest in it, which is basically, it's real estate where they rent out, office space. But it's like, you know, high-end office where they got kombucha on tap and they've got conference rooms. And it's basically like any work that you do, you go ahead and you buy office space from them and it's super fancy. But Adam Neumann, the creator, he's a goddamn nutcase. And by the way, Amber, who's on the show, she wrote a really great piece for it in Jacobin. So I suggest reading it, but damn, like in the world that we're in right now with Theranos and Elizabeth Holmes, rich people just keep getting swindled. They keep buying like these, like it seems like a good idea, maybe, but they're just, these people are just fucking swindling the shit out of them. But the worst part is that they're suckers, but they're not facing any real consequences of it, you know? Back in the day, this would be their demise, but these are ultra-rich people, and they're like, took a little hit. All right, bye. But it's so funny. Like, it's such a funny episode.
And the WeWork guy was trying to get religious with it, too. It's crazy.
Oh, that's right. Like, spiritual advisors.
He had like, yogis with him, and the spiritual advisors, like, yoga instructors. It was crazy, man.
And they were running out of money. And one little anecdote is that there were, like, mouthwash dispensers, but the cleaners were filling them up with soap, so it looked like they were full. Oh, yeah. And they're like, don't put the soap on there.
Because it's the same color, like, the, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm
sanitizer.
Sorry.
Sanitizer. They're trying to, people were like.
I had no bullet points for this, and I'm not doing it justice. Like, for real, WeWork is insane. You got to listen to this episode.
It's kind of like you could just buy a coffee and go to Starbucks.
Yeah, go to Starbucks. It's better.
And they actually have a conference room you can rent.
Yeah. My sister is an SAT tutor. She would go there.
Which is crazy. You could just, or Dunkin' Donuts, too.
Dunkin', yeah.
Yeah, you could just, you don't need to go to WeWork.
But they, like, the fancy high-end thing was the allure, but they made no fucking money from it.
Yeah, they're kind of like, pretty much the Fyre Festival of office space.
Yes, that's the best way of putting it. That's how they put it.
Pretty much.
Well, Buggy, I need a beer, so let's listen to some ads. Mm-hmm. Hey guys, girls, and all you coolies in between, Roan is offering an opportunity to receive 20% off Roan products at tryroan.com. Now, Roan is a men's performance lifestyle and premium activewear brand that is engineered for unparalleled quality and comfort. And I don't know if you know this, but I am not a man, but I'm married to one, and Ryan fucking loves it. And that's because Roan makes something for the modern man, regardless of the occasion. in addition to an awesome collection of premium shorts, shirts, tank tops, socks, swimwear, Roan engineers clothing that's perfect for the office, long flights, and commutes. And Roan's commuter collection, in particular, is their performance alternative to everyday workwear. Roan offers everything from pants, polos — Ryan fucking loves polos — and shorts, and shirts that are all lightweight, comfortable, and wrinkle-free. Wrinkle-free, that's a selling point right there. So also, the commuter collection is good for all weather. Anytime from a weekday in the workplace to a weekend barbecue, that's the best when you have apparel that is perfect for any occasion. You don't have to change it up every day from work to the home to the parties and what have you. It's just like, hey, whatever, it fits. And Roan, I gotta say, it's spelled R-H-O, and it's a Nancy, E as in Edward. You absolutely must check it out and get that 20% off, yo. So to save 20% on your first order, go to tryroan.com/blow and use code BRIDGE20, like bridge over troubled 20. So again, that's tryroan.com/blow and use code BRIDGE20 to receive 20% off. And we're back. And this is the point in the show where we like to talk about what's new in our lives. And a lot happened this week. It was a lot of fun. Thanksgiving Eve was insane.
Yeah, we went to Lost Dog. There was a show with a Shout Out the Robots, Grown Ups Yard Party. It's pretty good.
It was good. I caught a nice little buzz. And Lost Dog is kind of a nice establishment, but there was a mosh pit there, like a one-woman mosh pit. It wasn't me, but they really got it going. I've never seen it so packed in my life. So big ups, guys.
Yeah, straight up. I haven't seen that many people at a place since the 90s, dude, since, like, new chairs. It was, like, packed. Oh, I can't believe it. It was really good.
Yo, and speaking of Yard Party.
Yard Party's the shit.
They're the best. And we're going to be on their album. We just recorded a group song.
Yeah, we did backup vocals for couple other songs, like Attic Ghost, right?
And
like,
mm-hmm.
I think some other ones, but.
And now it's stuck in our head perpetually.
Yeah, but we had to leave early because we had to take out the dog because we had to go to Aunt Kathy's.
Oh, Aunt Kathy's was great.
Because at Aunt Kathy's, we had another Thanksgiving party to go to.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I guess old Ryan got a little drunk and he was dancing with the kids while they're dancing with the to the video.
It's the best video ever. So Kathy, she's filming like Mikasa and her friend. They're like 9 and they're really getting into these dance moves on TV. And then she just pans back and it's Ryan who's like 100% into it. So we're going to post that video on our Blow Jam Facebook our Insta.
I get in it, man. I cut a rug, dude.
You are a great dancer. You're amazing.
I should be a hip-hop dancer. I could be a fly girl. I'm telling you.
You're the new J-Lo.
I could be the new J-Lo, man.
I'm calling you fly girl from now on. Way to go.
Oh, no. I don't care. I'll be the fly girl.
Yeah.
What's up?
You know what? I think that's good for news, and let's go into... All right, so the next segment that we always do is Ryan's new podcast, but he's sick of that theme song because I just sing it like a dum-dum. This is the new one for Ryan's new podcast. Yay!
Galaga, I guess.
Right. Oh, wait, real quick, let me tell the story about this. It's like a mini arcade thing that, like, fits in your hand, basically. And the girl forgot to ring it up for Ryan. And guess what Ryan did? He brought it back and made sure he paid for it.
Well, I didn't want the girl to get in trouble and whatever. It's just...
It was, like, $20.
Yeah, I don't need bad karma.
Aw, well, you're just a sweet guy.
I got enough bad karma on my own. But anyway, my number one new podcast is Land of the Giants. It's a podcast about the rise of Amazon with host Jason Del Rey. It's episode number one. It's called Why You'll Never Quit Amazon Prime. This episode explores how Prime came to be and why it's so effective at keeping people locked in, you know, into the Amazon ecosystem. And it's really interesting. You should probably listen to it. Like, they focus on the customer. Like, they call it being customer obsessed. It's crazy. I don't want to...
Is it going to make me question my patronage of Amazon Prime?
Yeah, you're on Amazon Prime, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah, see?
Oh, no. Should I get out, or should I listen to this first and then make an educated decision?
No. The reason why it's effective is because they're customer obsessed, and it's actually good for you. You actually make out on the deals, you know?
Yeah, so but the employees...
Maybe the employees are suffering. I don't know. But I'm going to give it 6 of 1, half a dozen of another.
Wow. That's a really interesting score.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's about even.
So my Ryan's new podcast is Detective Trapp. It's about detective in Anaheim, Julissa Trapp. And she's a feisty, super smart, she's like 5 foot nothing and has a high-pitched voice. Well, basically, there were a ton of murders going on for sex workers. And nobody really took it seriously because sex workers, they travel from town to town. It's called the circuit. They often go missing, you know, just traveling and stuff. They don't really think that they've been murdered. And when they have, they don't connect the dots with other murders. And I just like her tenacity. And it's a very interesting story. I like how it humanizes sex workers. And man, Detective Trapp really fucking cares. She's super smart. And then there's only, it's a 5-part series. The third part just happened. And holy shit. It gets crazier. Like, you think, I don't know. I'm sorry, I can't take it too far. This is a spoiler alert thing. But it's a good show that you should listen to.
What do you give it?
Oh, shit. Thank you. I give it 2 pieces of paper with hearts drawn on it and a big ol' hug for my bogey.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right, so.
Oh, thanks. Okay. All right. What's yours?
I guess my number 2 is understood. All right, so the way they describe it, their description is that the internet doesn't have all the answers, but that doesn't mean we can't find them. With hosts Billy Disney, Adrian Jeffries, Regina D'Elia, and John Lagomarsino.
Good job reading off those names.
Yeah, it was kind of rough. Well, so I came across this podcast through Endless Thread. The episode listed was called 9/11, The Hoax That Wasn't. Billy digs into the story behind a photo that frequently goes viral on Reddit. There's a photo of a kid with the towers burning in the background. He's like smiling and shit. They figure out once and for all if this photo was a hoax or not. It's because there was another photo with like a tourist who was like smiling and like while the plane's hitting the towers. You know, that ended up being like a hoax. So they're trying to find out if this photo is a hoax. I mean, it's a pretty good podcast. I give it a holding, 10 yards, first down, half the distance to the go.
Can you tell we recorded this on Sunday?
Yeah.
Or our recording? Yeah, that's good.
So you got a third or?
Nah, man. I'm good.
Well, my third was Detective Trapp, and you already.
You could probably talk about it better than I did. I just stammered like, it's a good show. She's a cool lady. She's very smart. What do you got?
I just wrote, it's a podcast about Anaheim investigator Julissa Trapp. She's the only woman on the homicide squad, very skilled detective, with host Christopher Gofford. As to episode 1, All the Missing, in this app, Detective Julissa Trapp fights her way onto the homicide unit in her hometown, Anaheim, California, and strives amid personal struggles to understand God's plan for her. In a nearby city, women begin vanishing. I give it 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
And take one down and you pass it around? Sure. Have you listened to episodes 2 and 3?
No.
Oh, boy, you're in for it. I'm really glad I didn't say anything.
I only listened to the first one, so.
Okay. It gets fucking crazy. All right. Well.
What do you think? I don't have to listen to the whole series. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Did you get an A?
Yeah, I sure fucking do.
Oh, listen to the papers.
Yeah, let's keep rustling them papers. And we got the fireplace.
Papers. It's a noisy background.
Oh my gosh, is that going to be our segment transition for the Nays where we just rustle papers around?
Okay,
all right, we're old school. Lots of times I write it down in my notes app on my phone, but not today. And I'm happy about it. I feel like it, my true self. My Nay is this past weekend, hosted by Theo Vaughn. The guest was Neil Brennan, famously known for writing for The Chappelle Show. He also had a really successful stand-up act called Three Mics. I did not like this episode because it was one of those self-congratulatory, serious discussions about the high art of comedy and where it comes from and all that. It's like, yo, you get up on stage and you tell jokes. It ain't hard. It ain't hard.
I didn't really like Three Mics that much.
No, me neither. It was dumb. Whatever. So I just hate that. It reminds me of the Duncan Trussell's, like, what was it? Masters of Comedy?
No, they call it Craftsman.
Craftsman.
Yeah, it's like Johnny Pemberton, Duncan Trussell, and like, who's the other guy?
It doesn't matter.
I forget his name, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just like, they talk like that, you know, like kind of like a.
Yes. It's like self-serving. Like, oh my gosh, this is.
Kind of like Joey Diaz. He's like, this is what you gotta do. Comedy's like this. You gotta pay your dues. You gotta run the circuit for like 10 years. You gotta do some cocaine. You gotta kidnap people, and then you gotta smack someone in the face with a gun. You gotta steal the car, and then only then you're a comedian. It's like, no, you just tell jokes, dude.
Yeah. You get up on stage and you tell jokes.
You don't need to pistol whip somebody. You just need to tell jokes, man.
Yeah. Like, we're friends with a lot of bands, but we don't sit down and we're like,
this is what you gotta do.
Yeah. We're not, like, sucking each other's dicks. All right.
I've been doing it for years. Like, but there are some points to it. It's like, you know, the thing is, pack up really quick. Pick up your gear fast and get out of there. Load in. Fast, load out. You gotta be like a pit crew, but that's about it.
For music.
But everyone knows that, so we have to say that.
Like, comedy is mad easy, too. All you gotta do is bring yourself. You don't gotta bring an amp or a drum set.
It's one microphone.
Yeah, it's just like fucking chill.
Have to bring the microphone.
You don't have to bring a goddamn thing. It's so easy.
We have to bring everything. We're musicians, man. Everything. Mm-hmm. We have to bring everything, dude.
That's why I do stand-up, because I'm fucking lazy. All right, what's your Nay?
All right, sorry. My name is How Does This Get Played? It's a podcast where hosts Heather Ann Campbell and Nick Weiger play the worst video games ever. In this episode, they talk about the worst video game ever, in my opinion. It's called Custer's Revenge. Their guest was Joey Clift. Custer's Revenge is a game where the ghost of Custer, Colonel Custer, has to dodge arrows in order to get to the other side of the screen to rape a Native American woman, which is not cool. He has a raging heart.
That's the goal?
Yeah, he has a raging heart. He's like a naked Custer with a cowboy hat with a raging heart on. And he's just getting to the end of the screen to try to rape a naked Native American woman.
Is there a boss or anything?
Nope, that's it. That's the whole game. It just gets harder and harder. It's like repetition. So, Joey was really, their guest, Joey Clift, he was really offended and called them out because he's actually a Native American.
Well, that's why they invited him, if I'm not mistaken.
And this was their Thanksgiving episode, which was crazy.
What does Custer have to do with Thanksgiving?
Well, Thanksgiving is a Native American holiday.
Yeah, for genocide of the Pequot.
Yeah. So,
that's another thing.
So he's upset about that already because it's close to Thanksgiving. And this game where they're like, but he's actually a gamer, and he's like, and he's a comedian, and he's like, why couldn't you have me on to play like a real game? Because I'm an actual gamer, and I'm an actual like comedian. So I completely side with him, and I think maybe they didn't, I'm not sure, I don't think they did it on purpose, but it was really insensitive, and like, you shouldn't have, probably shouldn't have did that. I'm glad he called them out on it, but yeah, this is a Nay.
And, like, they felt so bad that they actually put the episode out.
Yeah.
I guess is a good thing.
Which is good, yeah.
Draw awareness, but still, yeah. Bad move. Not thoughtful.
It's like, oh, that is fucked up. like, am I the only Native American person you know? They're like, yeah. I'm like, oh, fuck. That makes them the token. It's like tokenism, you know? It's like fuck, he got him, you know? Like,
why didn't they get, like, a Custer descendant comedian gamer?
Well, they didn't need to do that on, like, Thanksgiving.
I know, that has nothing to do with tea giving.
Yeah.
And tea giving unto itself is, like, terrible against Native Americans.
Yeah, it's just a double whammy, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, poor guy. I'm so glad he schooled them.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's it for my nays. I'm trying to keep it positive. How about you? You got any others besides that shitty-ass one that's so dumb?
Oh, no.
Okay. It's time for special shout-outs. My first one is Comedy Bang Bang, hosted by Scott Aukerman. It's a guest come on, and after, you know, regular guests, like a regular guest is on, then they have a couple other guests that are improv acting, being silly characters. The real guests on this were Demi Adejuwigbe, who is Ryan's, Ryan wants to suck his dick so hard because Ryan loves him so much. I'm just, yeah.
What?
No, you love Demi. You always talk about him. Punch Up the Jams. But now Demi's not on Punch Up the Jams.
Yeah, I still listen to Punch Up the Jam.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
Maybe it wasn't Demi. Maybe it's Punch Up the Jam.
Yeah, it was the show. It wasn't Demi.
Okay.
I'm just fucking with you. Anyway, it was him and his roommate, Gabe Gundacker. Wow, I don't think I can pronounce his name. So they're roommates, and they're both viral video stars. They met each other through Vine, and I never heard of Gabe before. And the deal with Gabe is that he has this amazing song that's been stuck in my head since I've listened to this episode called Zendaya Is Michi. And you might have heard of it, and if you haven't, I really got to put it into context real quick. There was a movie called Smallfoot, and it's like a ripoff of, or something to do with Bigfoot, whatever. And there were all these posters against this wall that's like, oh, you know, LeBron James plays this character, and Danny DeVito plays this character, and Zendaya, who I've never heard of before, I guess she's a singer, actress, she's Michi. So I'm actually going to play this song right now, but I highly suggest that you look up this video, because the video just really makes it funny. It's spelled Zendaya is Michi, M-E-E-C-H-E-E. All right, here we go, guys.
Zendaya is Michi, and LeBron James is Gwangi.
Alright, it doesn't make sense without the video.
It really makes no sense without the video, but I fucking love it so much. I sent it to my sister and she's like, hey, quick, I don't get it.
Hey, real quick, what if I said you were sucking someone's dick on the podcast? It's not cool, dude.
What? For real?
Yeah, for real.
You can say, I sweat people's nutsacks.
Whatever.
Aw, I didn't really mean to offend you like that. Are you Joey Clifting me?
Yep.
Aw, I'm sorry. You don't suck dicks. You don't suck anybody's dick.
Skip real right now.
You respect people and you really like people. And the only reason why I said it is because...
What, are you saying I suck dicks because I'm Native American?
But you're not Native American.
I am Native American.
Your grandpa told you you were Native American.
I'm part of the Blackfoot tribe.
Yeah, Ryan was doing a school project about where he came from, and Ryan's grandpa was fucking with him and said he was part Blackfoot tribe. Anyway, I'm sorry to say that.
Yeah, I got in a lot of trouble.
So. I ran
Thanks.
Out of words.
What, are you like my grandpa? Jeez.
The Wicker Room.
All right, what's your shout out?
I got another. I just did mine. What's yours?
All right, mine's Every Little Thing, a podcast to answer your burning questions with host Flora Lichtman. This week's episode is called Ants, Tiny Brains, Full Hearts. It's about how cool ants are with guest Wendy Zuckerman. Listen to it.
Oh, I love Wendy.
It's pretty good.
I got a couple more, actually. Last week I phoned it in and didn't have any for any segments. My next one is Global News Podcast by the BBC. I'm so fucking tired of American news, all about, you know, selfishness, and everything is doused in punditry. This is just nice reporting the news all across the world. I like it, and you should check it out because it's actual news. And then I got one more. It's Disgraceland. It's a show about, like, rock and rollers and musicians and how crazy they are. This one's about ASAP Rocky, who I never heard about until the Sondland testimony. He's a nutcase, and this episode is called Love, Sex, Dreams, LSD, Locked Up Overseas. He got locked up overseas in Sweden, and dude is fucking crazy. And I did finally watch the video, and yeah, this kid who was antagonizing them, he got what he was asking for. That's all I can say.
And I got a shout out for ASAP Rock.
Oh, yeah, ASAP Rock. Okay.
Listen to anything from ASAP Rock. It's way better than ASAP Rocky you could ever do. So listen
yeah.
to that.
I thought that ASAP Rocky, like, ripped him off, but I guess that's a part of his gang or his mob or his crew.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it sounds just like ASAP Rock, who's, like, an actual good rapper.
So, listen to him. He did kind of rip him off, too.
Yeah.
You knew what he was doing.
All right, guys, this about wraps up the show, but I'll tell you what. We're going to get Ryan's video of him dancing for Thanksgiving with the girls. We'll also get up some videos of us at our show at Galaxy, where we kicked ball sack, and we sucked a lot of dicks, and we got our dicks sucked a lot.
And Merry Thanksgiving, and remember the Pequot tribe.